with impunity. And it does, and it comes out in so many manifestations. The police executions and murders and other things are just a symptom of the larger system that we are ruled unjustly by the Anglo-Americans, just like the people in the occupied territories are treated by the Israelis. It's no difference, and it's the same government that props up both systems. Domestically, we're the Palestinians, and over there, they're the Palestinians. And people across the country are saying, to hell with this. We've all tried. Right. We've marched.
Mr. Short, if you could just allow Mr. Lane, I do want to get his opinion in as well. Mr. Lane, go ahead. I do want to get your reaction
to this.
Well,
I was going to say, look, I disagree with the majority of what he's saying. I actually agree with some of what he's saying.
Yeah, you're supposed to disagree, and I disagree with the majority of what you say.
But he's not coming up with anything a reasonable solution to the problem. Look, America's promise is that we're all
together. That is a solution. I just mentioned the human rights. You don't see it as a solution because you reject it. You reject our solution. It should not be under your control. That's what you reject. You won't control it. You want to control
the power. If I could just ask you to stop, I do want to hear Mr. Lane's comments as well, please. I'll get back to you for sure. Mr. Lane, go ahead.
Well, as I said, the promise of the United States is that each and every man is created equal and has equal opportunity. And I believe that's exactly the way the United States strives to be today. And I will work with him in terms of making that happen. But if he wants to go off and be a separatist country and take a couple states, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, whatever it is, and have the entire African-American population relocated down there, I don't know how that solves any problems.
Mr. Short, go ahead.
He called it separatists, and I said plural, just to show you how they twist it. They like us being under them. They can't imagine an America where we're not under their thumbs the same way the Israelis can't imagine an Israel, Palestine, where Palestinians have right to return and right to their olive trees and their homes. The same mindset you see is here. I gave a solution. Let us solve our problems. People
Where do you
call
want to go
black
to do
people
it?
Dependent and give all sorts of racial stereotypes about how we can't do. And the minute we say we want to do for self, they call it separatism. In reality, we do need to be separate. The same way he and I live in separate homes doesn't mean we don't live in the same country. We must determine our own destiny within this society. And if the Native Americans, which I am part, can have these tribal governments to work out their stuff, we want the same thing. That doesn't mean that the Indian reservations, which should be improved, aren't in the United States, but they determine how they should live. Clearly, with the police and the judiciary, corruption in this country shows that Anglos do not and will not extend us what we need. We don't need to trust them. We need to trust in God and each other.
Okay, Mr. Lane, I want to put that
as
to you then.
How do you feel about the fact
that, you know, that as Mr. Short there rightfully pointed out, you know, Native Americans have been given a certain level of autonomy over such things as judiciary, et cetera. How do you feel about that for the African Americans?
Look, you know, we have a situation here where the promise of America is that we're all in this together, that we have equal opportunity for all, that we all move forward.
But Mr. Lane, do African Americans have equal opportunities as white Americans?
No, but let's compare it to where we were 15 years ago, and let's compare it to where we were 50 years ago.
I don't want to compare it to where we were. We can do it now. We can do it now. Why wait? They always want us to wait. Dr. King said we shouldn't
wait.
We need it now. We want our freedom now. We want our human rights now. The United States signed treaties and conventions decades ago that they refused to comply with. We want it now. We don't want another dead child. We don't want a million people behind bars. We don't want more communities destroyed, ethnic cleansing called gentrification. We want it now. And we don't want to wait for you to set the timetable. You're showing your master slave psychology when you tell me I need to wait. I'm not waiting for you.
Let's give a chance for Mr. Lane to respond, Mr. Short. Mr. Lane, go ahead. Mr. Lane, go ahead.
They'll never
extend
it if it's left to them.
Look, the solution out of this is back what I said. It's economic equality. That's the solution. How do we get to economic equality? We stop with the lousy schools that we send people to, and we make sure that everyone has the opportunity to avail themselves of
world-class
education, to become educated, and to have the opportunity to improve themselves within this society. Once they do that, that's the answer to the question. But this separatism
Educated black men don't get jobs. White high school dropouts get jobs before black college graduates. What country are you living in, man? I mean, you're not in sync with the reality of this country. I mean, I wouldn't interrupt you if you weren't wrong so often. When people know what they're talking about, I'm quiet. But when they're talking a bunch of foolishness, and then they think because their melanin count is low that I'm going to be quiet, or because there's been a history of unequal treatment that I'm afraid of you, I'm not. I mean, we're dying every day.
Mr. Short, just for the sake of argument, many people would say that when you're speaking about educational opportunities, many people would argue, I'm sure, that the elephant in the room is that Barack Obama is a black president. How would you respond to that?
He's black, but he's not an African American. And Obama is a person who serves white supremacy. Look at how long it took him to respond to Ferguson. Look at how he let the people die in Gaza. Look at him. He's quick to respond when it's a homosexual issue. Maybe if the boy had been gay, he would have cared. He's quick to respond to when the kids get killed in Norway or someplace else. But when it's us, he doesn't do one thing. He's useless. Give us a white president that cares. I don't care what color you are. I care about your concern for human rights and justice. Obama is a failure. And this man talked about education. They're closing all the schools. The schools are being destroyed. Or the schools that exist orient black kids to go to prison. This country has always been against blacks being educated. And I can tell you, as a black man with 4 graduate degrees, it's very hard to find work. They don't like you when you're well educated.
Okay, so Mr. Dane, we just have literally under a minute or so left.
How
do you respond to that? Because that is a legitimate concern, is it not, that educated black people do not get hired or do not get the same opportunities?
Look, educated people of any race have better opportunities than educated people than uneducated people of any race. The answer is to improve the educational opportunities for all, to give African Americans, minorities, and white children the best possible education they can have, so they have the tools to work their own way up through society. I'm guaranteeing you equal opportunity. I'm not guaranteeing equal results.
Washington, D.C.
Go ahead, Mr. Short. Go ahead.
We have PhDs. I have a friend, Dr. Hubler. There were 400 black males with PhDs that were homeless here in Washington, D.C. I know what it's like to have a PhD and folks pass you up and hire other folks. This man's never lived 1 minute as an African American. I'm saying, people of the world, boycott the opinions of American media. We want our human rights and we need it. Help support us. Free Gaza, free West Papua, free African Americans, get some water to Detroit. We need our freedom. Rebuild New Orleans. We need human rights. Support us. Don't listen to them. They've held us down for hundreds of years, and now the word's getting out what they're really all about. We want our freedom, and we want it now.
Okay, unfortunately, we will have to leave it there for now, gentlemen, but of course, that was a good conversation, and I wish we can continue it at a later date as well. That was Mr. Randy Short with the Black Autonomy Network Community Organization, who was speaking to us live from Washington, and we were also joined by Mr. Michael Lane, who is the president of the American Institute for Foreign Policy, who is joining us live from North Carolina. Gentlemen, we do appreciate your insights here on Press TV's The Debate, and viewers, of course, we appreciate you joining us as well for this edition of The Debate. Thanks very much for watching.